You can always get another match, Steven. I'm from here.
This is the last one.
Okay.
Nah, I'm kidding.
The last one in town.
Oh, how pretty. You want to take a picture of that bowl, or is it the candle too bright? Okay, Sarah, you're going to miss it. We'll have wax in our cake.
Okay.
The Basil's here, you're not. Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian.
Uncle Brian.
Happy birthday.
Technique. He doesn't want to spit on the
good
idea. Yay! Yay.
It's
like a little retreat. And then
Crystal
blows a big vest.
No, two chains. Just like it.
I know, but no.
Okay,
who's gonna cut the cake?
Oh, yeah, we need
to.
Why did you
put it
in the
middle,
Dad, and cut it?
I'm not cutting no cake.
Mom just said she's looking for someone to cut it. You want a piece of cake?
Happy birthday, Brian.
Oh, can you grab the cards?
Happy birthday, Brian.
You're going to drop this on the
Happy birthday, Brian.
Oh,
happy birthday, Brian.
I bet Paul put a, what do they call it? The, you have to seek it out. You know what I'm talking about? Like the geocaching thing. The geocaching for us to do while we burn off cake calories.
Trigger
yeah, that's what I mean. But it's the hipster word is geocaching.
Thank you.
Basil, close it down. Basil.
Okay, he has it next to it. Here, sit over here, Paul.
Sarah, is that chai?
No, it's a matte latte.
Matte latte.
Oh, a matte latte. Is it hot or cold?
It's cold.
I don't know.
This is the first square.
Basil,
oh,
come on.
What are
you
doing?
Why are you laughing?
Oh, yeah, I can start over again.
What are you doing? Do you just want to sit with me?
Well, it just looks so good. Well, can I get a corner piece too?
You want a corner piece? Alright, we gotta wait.
I want the most amount of frosting.
You
want
to sit in there?
You gotta wait for the corner.
Why have to wait for it? Just cut into it there.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, be patient. He'll give it to you.
It's never been my virtue. Patience is overrated.
I realize. But let's people share that.
Okay, who wants this?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you want cake?
I'll take it.
Do you want cake?
You
want
a small piece
cake?
For Basil?
Okay, so you want a piece?
Wow, we're gonna go through half your massive pieces.
Yeah, make a little piece. That's good enough. And then if he wants more, he can have as much as he likes. You want to pass his plate?
Oh. Wow.
Don't do that to this
wow.
One. Say thank you.
Say close enough.
Okay. Say thank you. What are you doing?
Okay, I'll take that one.
You want? You're
Basil,
gonna,
come on.
You're like two pieces
well,
away.
Well, no, because there's like no frosting at this corner. Right. So I get there, I won't
come on.
Be much frosting.
What's going on? Is it bedtime?
It's oh, not like it's just bedtime.
Bedtime.
Oh God, like
no.
Oh, there's whipped cream on there. You like the whipped cream?
Awfully big piece for him.
So Paul, you made this cake, didn't you?
Yep. First time.
What's the cream?
What?
Well, I was asking Paul. Paul, what's the cream you put in there?
I did.
Mom made the cream.
It's the pastry cream I was making earlier.
He's just looking
in the kitchen.
The cake.
Oh, sorry. All right.
You
need
it if you
want.
Oh, this cake is massive.
No problems.
Kind of like blueberry muffin.
Blueberry. It is. Blueberry muffin. It's like, whoa. Okay, that's steep. Oh, it's even steeper.
This plate is too small for this piece.
No, this is a massive portion.
This.
Okay, it looks great. It's and good. Pretty, too.
I need to take a glass.
Right. Will you pass me that chai, mate, burrati?
Someone describe the cake to me.
Oh, and like food porn terms?
Yeah.
Okay.
An excellent cake.
First,
start with the texture.
You're not gonna have it.
The texture is a.
We should freeze a piece
of a light, fluffy blueberry muffin texture, with the creaminess of the frosting blending with the pastry cream.
That sounds like that.
Okay, you want my fish?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had.
With the slight tartness of the inside pastry cream layered in. And then, of course, with the freshness added of all these generous serving of blueberries. So, in terms of flavor, you get a creamy, the hints of sour, and sweet.
It is. You have the sour blueberry flavor.
And you get that all in one bite because it's all perfectly layered.
Do you remember that movie Kate and Leopold? I love that movie. Oh,
each
that's
dinner
you...
is perfectly composed to compliments.
You sound like the commercial.
Well,
but he
had
to.
Really.
Then he ate it. Then he ate it. And then he went. I can't sponsor this. It tastes like crap. We said something like that.
Wait, why? Because like.
Well, it's like I can't believe it's not bread. Butter was the product.
Oh.
It's like smooth, perfectly creamy.
Yeah, and then he ate it because he tasted.
Real
and then
fish
said,
out of water story.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh, you want to know something funny in that one?
You got a small piece.
So I'm really into director commentaries for movies, right?
You got that little like.
So I was watching the director. I also like you, Mom. I really love that film. So I was watching it. The director's commentary on. I forget who the director was, but. He's doing a pretty good job throughout. I was really enjoying his observations. You'd be surprised. There's some director commentaries that are really lacking, but this one was quite informative. Let's see, in the story, if you recall, in the beginning, the character Liev Schreiber, time traveler, he found how with the time loop, how to jump into 1880 or whatever time period he was going into in the past. Well, he says, so this was edited out. This was originally his script, but they took it out, the editors, that Liev Schreiber, see the reason, he was supposed to have like some metaphysical, spiritual connection to, what was Leopold's, I'm trying to think of the last, but Leopold's character, right?
Right, his
it wasn't
his
just arbitrary.
Or something.
Yeah. Oh, so you know. Yeah, that's supposed to be his great-great-grandfather. But see, in the story, in current time, Kate, because Kate was his former girlfriend, they were quite serious, like a good 6 months. They even have like a little tiff on the phone, like, because, you know, ex-lovers, like, when they break up, like, that's mine, or give this, or I left that over, I want it back. So she's like, give me my pen, so whatever tech device. And, like, and it came up, a tip, like, I gave you my best years, Liev Schreiber. Like, those were your best.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And then, anyway, the point is, they were lovers, right? They definitely had intimate scenarios. So, in the story, Kate and Leopold get together, and they have babies, and it's made note in the movie, they have babies, you gotta do this, blah, blah. That means, and so the director's like, oh, so isn't that, I'm not joking, he says, isn't that cute? Like, I thought it was really, on that script, I thought that was such a cute thing I did, where he goes back in time, because he's connected to his great-great-grandfather, but he didn't know Kate was his great-great-grandmother. I thought that was really nice, but you know the editors, they thought the incest aspect was a little gross. I'm like, yeah, no kitty. But he's like, I thought it was really cute.
You're not supposed to think too much about
it.
There's not a lot to think. It was a pretty direct, like, ew thing. Yeah. So
well, then
thankfully
we,
that was taken out and they didn't do it that way.
Well, then you have to assume maybe they
So
they
he slept
were.
With, it's like the Futurama episode, you know, like he's his own grandfather or something. You have to watch the scene where the director is referring to that the script change and the editor is the reason why, because he's just so convinced. It's like, it's kind of fun when you watch someone try to persuade you, like, basically what's their, how it goes on in their mind. Like Ed Wood, like when someone makes such a terrible film, for instance, but they think it's the best thing ever. Those are the most interesting things to watch, and they explain why they think great when you see it.
No, I haven't.
Like,
really
basically, the so bad it's good thing.
Oh, you like the cake?
Basil loves it.
Wow, I think this. I thought he wasn't hungry, but I guess he didn't like all the other food. He only liked the cake
and the whipped cream.
This is
sometimes you get the second wind.
Hey, Ben, this is Faisal's second piece. Wow. Okay.
Oh, he told Sarah he wanted more.
FYI, though, on the director commentaries, okay, I've watched quite a few over the years.
Like
by far, one of the best things about owning DVDs, I mean, opposed to VHS, one of the best by far was Rob Reiner's Princess Bride. He had the best stories. Like the, because you realize that was a book first, right? Well, do you know when they fire swamp?
So was it really a book?
Yeah, it was a book.
I mean, it's not just in the story, it was really a book.
No, it was a book. I think his name's Goldman.
Oh, I
was
know.
It really
him.
Bad.
Yeah,
was
actually,
really
I
bad?
Agree with Steven. And the book wasn't very good.
I think, I think Goldman, didn't he write, like, the boys that were abandoned on this island? Isn't that a golden book?
That you're thinking of
Lord of,
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, didn't
he didn't
write
that.
Oh, he didn't write
no.
that? I thought that was a golden.
That one, Lord of the Flies was like released in the early 60s. He's a more contemporary author.
Oh.
Because, you know why? This is the story's going to sell.
I thought
he
that, is there maybe, is it possible that it was another Goldman?
Okay,
I
can I tell my little short anecdote here?
It's
Goldman.
So,
yeah.
So this is the funniest thing. So Goldman, right? The author, he's on, I don't know, being paid a consulting fee or whatever. He's on set. This is the 1980s, late 1980s when Princess Bride is being shot. So they're in the fire swamp. Does anyone know that scene? And in it, like, oh, we must screw here. Yes, we must go. And she has, you know, a long flowy skirt for the time period and setting they're in. And they're going through and it goes like, puh, puh. And you know, the fire, like, watch out, watch out. And like, moves her. Like, it's called
yeah.
a fire swamp, right? So in the scene, you know, she's like, puh, puh, oh. It gets her. Not like directly, but her dress, her skirt. So it's on fire. And he, like, totally knows the shit. So he knows what to do. He's like, okay, just go. He puts it out. Okay, there you go. But during that scene, when they first do it, you know, obviously the actors and the tech people, they coordinate this out. Got all set up, so, you know, nothing wrong going. Goldman, now, see, in the book, this happens just like in the book, too. Like, go through a fire swamp. Or, so they go through, and when her dress goes on fire, like, in the scene, like, psh, they, so, you know, if you know how a set works in a movie, you gotta be quiet if you're behind the scenes, obviously. But Goldman's like, oh, her dress is on fire! Oh. So, Rob Reiner just got, he's like, so there we are, got everything set up. It's like, oh my god, her dress is on fire! Like, Goldman, that's what happened.
Oh, I guess they must have had a second or third or fourth rest
yeah,
for
yeah.
her.
Well,
they must
I
have
mean,
ruined
no,
the dress.
No, I mean, yeah, obviously. Well, if you know movie making, you know, you won't normally do. But, like, yeah, if you can, it's nice to get on the first take. But it was, like, funny, the author who wrote the scene. It's like, oh, my God!
Yeah,
it's like, first
keep,
reaction.
He'd be the last one to do that. To know it was coming up.
But anyway, he had a ton of those stuff in the movie or in the director commentary. That's just one of the funny or stories, like, or the one that left it,
Peter Falk.
No, the worst.
He was the played the grandfather.
The worst director commentaries is like, you're the whole point of watching it, you already seen the movie, so you don't have to hear the dialogue all the time necessarily, what's happening. But the worst, I've seen director commentaries, they'll be like, The first they'll give you, like, obvious information, the sky is blue type thing. Yep, there we are. There have the actors.
You want more? Are you done?
Shot A, shot B, or the dialogue. And then, or they'll go like a really long period of time, like, so there they are. I have them at that angle. I thought it was very pleasing. Cinematographer agreed. 5 minutes go by.
What's
and he
wrong
says nothing.
Face, man?
I'm like, here we are again. Now we're back in the apartment scene, and
I've seen
there
that.
We go. So I'm like, oh, you suck. So you get some of those,
yeah.
But.